Chapter 3. The Jewish Europe of Manash Berber. The conventional history of Europe in the 20th century begins with the collapse of continental empires in the course of World War I. From Lenin's revolution in 1917, there arose a vision that in time came to seem the only alternative to the descent into fascism of much of the civilized world. Following the heroic struggles of World War II and the defeat of fascism, the choice for thinking people seemed to lie between communism and liberal democracy. But the latter was polluted for many by its imperialist ambitions, by the self-serving character of its democratic proclamations. Only at the end of the century, in our own day, has communism too lost its last shreds of credibility, leaving the field to an uncertain liberalism shorn of confidence and purpose. That is the history of our century, as it seemed and seems to many in its time, and only in retrospect and slowly have its deeper and more convoluted patterns and meanings been unravelled and acknowledged by scholars and participants alike. But there is another history of our era, a virtual history of the 20th century, and it is the story of those men and women who lived through the century and also saw through it, who understood its meaning as it unfolded. There were not many of them. They did not need to wait for 1945 or 1989 to know what had happened and what it had meant, to see beyond the illusions. For various reasons, they saw across the veil earlier. Most of them are now dead. Some of them died young, paying dearly for their disquieting perspicacity. A strikingly large number of these clear-sighted voyagers through the century were Jews, many from East Central Europe. Manash Berber was one of them. He is not very well known in the English reading world. He wrote mainly in German, occasionally in French. His major work of fiction, Like a Tear in the Ocean, which appeared in 1949, is a very long, semi-autobiographical roman à clé and not widely read. Its subject matter is a little like that of the early novels of André Malraux. It dissects the thoughts and the actions of small groups of intellectuals, revolutionaries, and conspirators adrift.